So you say you want to do it on your own. How's that working out for you? What it looks like when God's statutes are lowered and man's are put into their place. In Leviticus 24, verse 17, it tells us, if a man takes the life of any human being, he murders him, he shall most certainly be put to death. How is it that in America we have a 74% recidivism rate, released criminals repeating the crimes? It is true, soft judges produce hardened criminals. Why do Americans allow their said representative government to allow for three crimes, you know, three strikes and you're out, to be committed before giving harsher sentences? Why do Americans allow their representative government to rehabilitate criminals inside of the walls of prison, but outside the walls of prison, they are allowed to instruct and to direct them as to how to commit more crimes? Can we say a whole lot of hypocrisy? Are we as a people so blind as to see that Hollywood, television, music, and movie stars, as they are called, and video games that are sold to the young under the guise of free speech are instructing the young as to how they are to commit the crime?
Cruz told authorities he went on the four-day purge based on the 2013 movie entitled The Purge. That purge cost him three consecutive life sentences for murder. He entered a guilty plea in a plea bargain arrangement to avoid the death penalty.
And when the crime is then committed, they are then thrown into the prison system to be further molded and instructed into other crimes. Did you know that the American version of what is called the correctional institutions makes $64 billion a year? Quite the moneymaker, isn't it? Can we say a system of indulgence? Why is there no fear of God showing them the consequences in which deters the crimes before the crime is committed? Why is a Bible given to the criminals when they get into prison rather than giving them a Bible before offending God and man? After all, prevention is better than cure. Sounds like crime rather than justice is the goal here. Is this what the Lord warned us of when he told us in Mark 7, 8 through 9? You disregard and neglect the commandment of God and cling faithfully to the tradition of men. You are experts at setting aside and nullifying the commandment of God in order to keep your man-made tradition and regulations. Though he was talking of ceremonial law here, it would be prudent on our part to acknowledge that this also applies to his moral laws, statutes, and judgments as well. As a matter of fact, in Deuteronomy 4, 5 through 8, the scriptures are very clear. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who have God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Maybe this explains why there are not only so many repeat offenders, but also why so many criminals mock the law and the Lord. Then again, how could it be otherwise when you make void God's commandments and putting man's in its place? I mean, take a look for a moment, if you will. Mall shooter receives 90 consecutive sentences in murdering 23 people? Really?
That they gave him an option to avoid the death penalty because...
Another repeat criminal receives a 244-year sentence? What? The Bible only promises 70 to 80 years in strength, so how could this be possible? It isn't. Again, this is man's commandments in making the Lord's void. No justice, friends? There's going to be no peace. Many criminals admit that if they were freed, that they would go out and commit the crimes all over again.
Now Osuna is once again a murder suspect, fulfilling the promise he made 2 years ago. A warning, he wouldn't stop killing.
I don't have no sympathy. I'm sadistic. I really don't care. I'll do it and I'll do it again over and over and over.
You look back on that at 53.
Yeah.
Do you feel any regret for killing
Hell no, because I'll kill again. Hell no. Hell no.
Again, how could it be otherwise when there are no consequences in deterring them from committing the crime? This is how
is God glorified in us and we in him by his grace? What does this grace work in us? True holiness? Upon what motive? Because it is pleasing to him? By whom does he give us salvation? By Jesus Christ? How has Christ obtained this for us? By redeeming us? What price did he give? His blood? What did his blood effect? It reconciles us to God. How is it applied? By faith. Who has given this victim of reconciliation? God the Father. Why did he choose these means? To confound the false righteousness of the Gentiles? To abolish the figurative righteousness of the Jews? And to establish his own righteousness? What does this grace of God perform? It pardons sin and purifies the heart. For whom is this designed? For all of mankind, both Jews and Gentiles. To whom are these blessings actually communicated? To all who repent, turn from their sin, and believe on the Lord Jesus.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, as usual, it's coming on down upon our own heads in this country, every direction that we turn, because we're allowing this to happen. Again, you're listening to someone saying, we're allowing this to happen. Our sin is finding us out, Numbers 32:23. There's nobody else to blame for what's going on in this country but those that fail to take responsibility for their own person and their own country. And that is the fruit of taking responsibility as a born-again Christian, as a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. They're not offended at the truth. They love the truth. And any true leader that follows the Christ, which is a true leader, the first thing that happens when something goes wrong, they look at themselves. They examine themselves, just like Scripture tells us to in 2 Corinthians 13:5. It says that we're to examine ourselves first and foremost. We're to take heed to ourselves. That means we're to pay careful attention to ourselves, not be offended by somebody telling us the issues that we fail to see for ourselves. I mean, do you got eyes on the back of your head? No, we need people there. That's what the purpose of the other parts of the body of Christ. We need people checking our six. That's love. That's brotherhood. And those that we are to be companions with, friends, are going to do just that. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are what? Kisses of an enemy are what? Deceitful. Iron sharpens iron, friends. A faithful witness delivereth souls. A flattering tongue spoileth the soul. I'm going back and forth here, friends. Make distinction as to what a real friend is. A real friend sticketh closer than a brother. And then what he does is he makes sure that we're always looking out for each other. Again, it tells us in 13:35 of John, by this the world will know that you are my disciples, by the love that you have for one another. Folks, the love of many will wax cold when there is what? Because of the workers of lawlessness. They don't understand that we're to do unto others as we are to do unto ourselves, so on and so forth, back and forth, Matthew 22:37. But we can't do that again until we first love the Lord our God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And again, real love looks out for each other. It corrects, it reproves, it instructs. 2 Timothy 3:16, and the list goes on. I'm saying that for the very purpose of what we're going to be talking about today. What I want to do is I want to show you something really quick and see if I can just get this down in a quick segment or two concerning what it is that I'm going to share with you. If you're not on social media platforms, which is sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or Before It's News, worry not, because the narrative and the audio you will hear, if you can't see what needs to be said, I will go ahead and narrate that for you. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. That number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. Again, there's nothing stable but heaven and the Constitution. President Buchanan and 7th President of the United States of America as well, Andrew Jackson, rightly said that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Again, true that. Now, what we're going to do, friends, is I want to show you what's going on in the country right now, because much of this is being suppressed by the mainstream media. Once again, by the way, I wanted to let everybody know that we are completely kicked off of Facebook yesterday concerning that one outlet, which we have a plethora of, but they shut us down again. And by the end of the show, hopefully you're going to understand what is in fact happening and how it affixes itself to you, or should I say, how it's going to at length affect you in your lives by misinformation or censored information that the mainstream media is so known for concerning their illegal censorship along with big tech companies. And again, we'll get to that and you'll understand that hopefully by the end of the show. Again, I want to go ahead and play this video for you on social media platforms. And I want you to listen carefully if you can. And if you can see it visually, what's happening is people are taking to the streets all over the country. And what they're doing is they're basically a bunch of illegals that are put in place right on cue by the mainstream media to go ahead and protest American law. That's what these people are. This protest that you're seeing across the country right now, let me say it again. It's a bunch of illegals that are taking to the street, and they're taking to the street to do for the what? For the very purpose of protesting American laws. Now, where did all of this come from? Well, using the illegals as a political battering ram is what both the federal government and the state government are doing right now. Your representatives, listen carefully, I'm breaking this down. I've broken it down for you 1,000 times, but again, it's pertinent that you understand this. Your representatives are the ones that are responsible for alluring the illegals in. The illegals then being coached by the federal and the state governors, and I'm talking about the mayors as well, the illegals then being coached to take to the streets to protest our laws. That is a prime example of the ignorance of the American people. This is communism at its very best, friends. This is cookie cutter communism by using the law against the law. And I want you to think about this, friends. When you look at how this is being used, this is a perfect example of what using a certain group of people as a political battering ram to upend our sovereignty is all about, because this is what they're doing today. And again, I want to make clear that you all understand who's responsible for this, because this, again, is blatant communism. If ever the people needed a lesson in how communist works, again, this is the one. Communists love to use the law against the law. So why? So they can overthrow our law. Then they become authoritarian, right? Often seen in authoritarian regimes that use what they call legal means to dismantle democratic process. We have a democratic process within our constitutional republic. And what they do is these authoritarian regimes, they'll use what they call legal means, which they are not. They're called policy, which undermines the law. That's what they're doing right now. They'll play remotes and so on and so forth. But the authoritarian regimes that they use, they mean to legally dismantle our democratic process by assaulting the rule of law. And at the end of it, if we don't know the difference, that will then become the law, though it is tyranny. Okay? Remember, Vladimir Lenin rightly said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Again, The best way to lead or to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's Emmy-winning investigative journalist, nationally published author, and radio host Shad Olson to tell you what I think about my friend and compatriot, Bradley Dean. In the era of the podcast, big talkers are a dime a dozen or maybe even cheaper than that. Bradley Dean is a patriot who not just talks the talk, but he walks the walk each and every day.
BBSRadio.com.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well.
The little entertained sheep. Boy, oh boy, how easily people are distracted, to say the least. No joke. Gosh. I want to cover this really quick. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. What I'm highlighting right now is the fact that there's protests going on across the United States of America right now that are being used as a political battering ram. Okay, your representatives allured the illegals into America treasonously. Okay, then the illegals, being coached by those that allured them in treasonously into America, take to the streets and then protest our laws. Did you know that that's what's going on here, friends? That's what communists do. Again, as I've said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Who said that? I didn't. Vladimir Lenin said that. See, we have a massive illegal invasion sponsored by your said representatives within. Don't get me wrong as to what I'm telling you here, friends, because that's exactly where it's coming from. In fact, it has been the mayors and the governors from across the country who were treasonously alluring them here into this country in the early 2000s, before it became what it is in present. And again, there goes another reason and affirmation, confirmation as to why we're being censored here. Because both me and Tim have been talking about this since the early 2000s.
It's been the mayors that have initially kicked off this whole illegal invasion by luring them in, again, by the act of treason. And I want to make clear that you understand that those that allied themselves, because it's happening with the federal and the state governments across the country through this little alliance of hell, you can disannul this. This is all up to you, friends. But the fact of the matter is, it is an act of treason, and the people must respond. If people would put two and two together the way that I just put it together, they could clearly see what I'm talking about. See, they mean to confuse the people. And when I say using the law against the law, most people are saying, what are you talking about? I just got done telling you. And I'll say it one more time before I'm done with this piece. In seeing this conspiracy, because it's exactly what it is, for what it is, let us consider the usage of ICE, an unconstitutional agency, to allegedly stop this invasion and then to deport the illegals, right? This they did instead of calling forth the militia, that's me and you, in repealing the invasion. That's found in Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. What does it say, Bradley? The U.S. Constitution says to provide for calling forth the militia, us, to execute the laws, Article 2, Section 3, of our union, suppress insurrections, and to repeal invasions. Who's supposed to do that? The American people are to do that. So in so doing, the federal government took the unlawful initiative to use the illegals as an excuse. Remember, they are the ones that allured them into America in overriding us, the militia, to then strong-arm the states in bowing to that which sweeps away the state's sovereignty through the use of the unconstitutional agency called ICE. Okay? Folks, this was clearly pre-planned every step of the way. Now, the second point that needs to be made here during this segment is that if what the federal government, the states are playing right along with this, by the way, is doing is lawfully legitimate, then why hasn't the said president used ICE, if he so chooses, right, in rounding up the treasonous said representatives that first allured the illegals into the country? I'm going to say that again. The second point that I'm making here is if what the federal government is doing is lawfully legitimate, then why hasn't the said president used ICE in rounding up the treasonous said representatives that allured these illegals into the country in the first place? I mean, this should have been the first step in making sure that this does not ever happen again. And furthermore, they should be simultaneously deporting the illegals back to their own respective countries. But are they doing that? No. The illegals that have been allured by your said representatives are in the streets protesting our laws. Right on cue. This is what communists do. This is how you upend a system. Do you remember when John Adams said that our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious, a Christian people? It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Do you understand that you're allowing your said representatives to do the opposite of their purpose? What is the three purposes of government, listeners? It's to maintain, right, order, not create disorder. It's to restrain men from sin, not to promote it and advocate for sin, 1 John 3:4. It's to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, not to justify the wicked and condemn the righteous, but that's exactly what you're allowing them to do. You are being sold out by your said representatives with the use of the illegals. That's a fact. You're being sold out to your enemies right in front of your faces, and much of what I'm telling you right now is completely being censored by the mainstream media. This is coming from those that are willing to tell you what the mainstream media means to conceal illegally once again. And they're faithfully telling you what it is that you need to know. But there's far and few between that have taken the time to actually understand who's behind all of this. Friends, it gets worse. Now we have the illegals who are being coached by the governors and mayors and the federal government in using the illegals as a political battering ram to take to the streets and protesting American laws, which in fact our laws condemn their criminal actions. But who are the authors? Your said representatives. As if to suggest the illegals taken to the streets have a right in doing so. They do not have a right to come into our country and protest our laws. But this again is what is happening. They, the federal and state governments, acting outside of their delegated authority. We never gave them that authority. They create the problem, and in turn, what do? They play the problem solver, only to remove the laws that condemn those who are here illegally. So what do then? They take to the airwaves where the said president, you know, he says he's going to use ICE to remove all of them, right? And what the president then declares is that the subversive judges are blocking him from removing the illegals. Are you listening to what I'm telling you, friends? Because it's exactly what's happening. And I'm here to remind you that the said judges need to be impeached and prosecuted, as well as the authors of this scheming conspiracy. Jeremiah 11:9. Read Article 3, Section 1 when you get a moment. Judges are supposed to sit during good behavior. Illegals do not have a right to come into America and protest our immigration laws, friends. Try that in their country. But I want to tell you this in ending this little portion. This is a legal tactic and a paradox to the subversive or the subversion of our legal system in this country. Read Psalm 94, verse 20. Again, this is a legal tactic and a paradox to the subversion of our legal system. And it's all being done by design. See, they're subverting the very legal system that they are to uphold. How is it that there's one illegal taking to the streets? Do you guys all remember the Operation Wetback back in the 50s? Where President Eisenhower actually rounded them all up and sent them and deported them back to their countries. But the American people, they've been conditioned somehow to believe that federal government doing a business under Biden's administration, his treasonous administration, coercing the drug traffickers and the cartel in Mexico to force them into our borders, to have governors in the United States of America to allure them from Somalia, the densest population in the world. For a better way of saying it, the stupidest population on the planet are the ones that your governors are alluring in here. That's who they're alluring in here. And they mean to conquer you, and they mean to destroy you. And it's exactly what they're doing right in front of your faces. You better understand this is all by design, and it's all being done by the hand of my Father. Okay? They are subverting the very legal system that they are to uphold. Some will say, Bradley, did you just say this is being done by my Father? Yes, I am. Because this is what's being procured to a disobedient people that fail to keep his commandments and upholding our laws. So many claim to be Christians and patriots and conservatives, but yet they have no understanding of what the definition of those words even mean. In action, just like they don't understand what Christianity is. Christianity is an action and nothing less. Okay? 1 John 2:6. John 14:21, and it is a demonstration of our love in keeping the commandments of the law, law and love, and it is reiterated two different times in the New Testament, 1 John and also 2 John. So again, what am I talking about? They are subverting the very legal system that they're to uphold. And if anybody was paying attention a long time ago, about 20 years ago, when they put this said judge on the Supreme Court as a Supreme Court justice, an unelected judge. I tried to warn you a long time ago, friends, Saborito, as to exactly who she is and what she's responsible for. She's been there for a long time. She's an internationalist, and she needs to be removed. And everybody else that has been going along with it. But it shows you that it's all pre-planned and it's all staged. By the way, you can mark my words on this topic. At the end of the day, this will all be aimed at their political opposition for holding to American law. Be right back. Sons of LibertyRadio.com.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-472-5792. 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, I'm State Representative Walter Hudson from Minnesota. As a public servant, I face constant pressures that threaten to pull me away from my core values. That's why I turned to Bradley Dean and his ministry through the Sons of Liberty radio show. They're one of the only media outlets that truly challenges me to stay rooted in God's word while fighting for liberty and justice in our government. Tune in Monday through Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time for hard-hitting truth that inspires action. Visit sonsoflibertyradio.com to listen now.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I want to move on to the topic, selective rage. And what I'm talking about is obviously what took place there in North Carolina. And I also want to highlight a couple things here, too, so people can understand before I play this as to how convenient this is. And I'm not suggesting otherwise, friends. This is old information, but it has been basically withheld from the American people for about a month now concerning the shooting that took place on that rail train in North Carolina. Just yesterday, Donald Trump was out there with a big, he had a pie chart, and it was basically going back over to him and saying it was only a 2% chance that Donald Trump is lying to you, and the 98% said that he's telling the truth. Okay, in the face of all of these accusations, it's the same thing I'm seeing here in the state of Minnesota, friends. We have a said governor, equate that to what I'm talking about with Trump. His name is Tim Walz. He's a communist. He's committed the act of treason. He's under 60 investigations in the state. Now he's coming out talking about running for a third term. See, this is what communists do. This is where the Lord said to a disobedient people, he'd cast it into your teeth. He would basically show you that there's no power to withstand what's going on. Oh, and it goes on. It's the same thing with Whitmer, the same thing with DeWine, same thing with what took place in New York and is still happening in New York, same thing with Newsom. Folks, the people saying no, but somehow or another, the powers that are tolerated, namely the establishment, they keep propping them up. And shame on the American people for keeping them alive in it. Because it's your support and your viewership that keeps those people in power, regardless if you realize it or not. And so going back, friends, no matter how many times they're busted, for some reason or another, they want to sell to you and me that they're above the law. Now, I don't want to put a lot of attention on that, but I am saying what we're talking about right now concerning this young lady that was murdered on that rail train in North Carolina, which was absolutely horrific. I'm going to show you a couple things with that. But it's interesting how that distraction just came into play. Now it's all eyes off of Trump, okay? Now it's all eyes on Trump being the one that's going to go ahead and be the just president here by dropping the hammer upon the heads of the wicked. You can read 94 verse 16 if you like in the book of Psalms, okay? It's just a convenient distraction coming to the light right now because now it's all eyes off of him in face of all of these women, in face of all of these women, friends. In face of all of these women that have said otherwise, Donald Trump is gloating now, moving over from a convenient little distraction that's taking place, and this is what he has to say. And by the way, I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but just yesterday we were talking about Pete Hegseth and how he was out there basically telling everybody to prepare for war over in Puerto Rico. With that, people should seriously take note of is the fact that my message that I was giving to you was nothing short of if they want a war, then they can go ahead and go themselves first and foremost, not the other way around. Okay, that was my whole message. People had to take that out of context and say, Bradley, you didn't say the whole truth of the matter. That was in Puerto Rico, and it's a drug war. No, it's not a drug war. It's an overthrow of power concerning those that operate that drug war to another power. It's a transfer of power, just like it was in Afghanistan. Okay, so again, I wanted to make clear that everybody understood that on the other side concerning people that are probably watching me right now. Keep it into context before you call me a liar. Okay. Again, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. The point that I wanted to make with Pete Hegseth, do you guys realize it went from the Department of Defense? Now they're calling it the Department of War. Did you hear what I said? It went from the Department of Defense to now the Department of War, okay? Just want to make clear that you all understood. So let's go ahead and watch Trump and see what he has to say here, because here comes the authoritarian president right now with this convenient distraction. We're going to cover that in just a moment.
Too long, Americans have been forced to put up with Democrat-run cities that set loose savage, bloodthirsty criminals to prey on innocent people. Really, very, very innocent people. And they've adopted a policy of catch and release for thugs and killers. In Charlotte, North Carolina, we saw the results of these policies when a 23-year-old woman who came here from Ukraine met her bloody end on a public train. And here's a picture of it. This is the picture of it. And this is a picture of the woman, a beautiful young girl that never had problems in life.
Okay, he's just basically showing the pictures is what he's doing.
And now she's dead. She was slaughtered by a deranged monster who was roaming free after 14 prior arrests.
14 prior arrests, okay? 14 prior arrests.
We cannot allow a depraved criminal element of violent repeat offenders to continue spreading destruction and death throughout our country. We have to respond with force and strength.
Yeah, force and strength. So here's this guy that was just called out by 27 different women, going from him being the predator to now him being the just law bringer and enforcer. This is what I'm talking about, in part, okay? This is probably the only thing I've ever agreed with concerning what... Well, listen, I agree with what a lot of what Donald says, but I have a problem with what Donald doesn't do because he does the opposite of what he says, right? Matthew 7, 16 through 20. But I totally agree with what he's talking about here, but it first starts with him. But it's instead of allowing corruption in the halls of government to dictate the narrative and in this selective... rage that takes place, who's going to be prosecuted and who's not. Here you have a deprived criminal calling another deprived criminal a criminal, and we need to quit tolerating any of their crimes. And I agree with that. Okay? So let's go ahead and play the rest of this.
Be vicious just like they are. It's the only thing they understand.
Okay? It's the only thing they understand. It's exactly right. That's exactly right, friends. It's the only thing they understand. Folks, I have something going on here. I don't know what it's about. I have a radio station owner from KHNC 1360 from Colorado calling in. Jason, I have no idea what's going on. What's going on, my friend?
Yeah, I don't know if you've seen it. I've been bombed with a lot of people, but Charlie Kirk was shot in the neck, and I think he's probably dead, and I thought maybe you would... want to know that information. There is video that you can see of it on the internet, and I know that you and I don't really see eye to eye with his way of his way of politics, but it's one of the most awful things I've ever seen.
Can you go ahead and send that over, please? And yes, I've been getting text all radio show concerning what is going on over there, and of course I wish this upon nobody regardless of politics. But the bottom line is I'd like to go ahead and take a look at that. And I also know the media likes to drive things before it actually comes out, because when things are aired out, oftentimes it's not the way that it was sold to us. So I'm just kind of taking a step back. But to answer the question, yes, I have been seeing the incomings as far as people trying to give me a heads up and message me concerning what's taking place there.
Yeah, I just wanted to get the word out to the Colorado audience and then some of your other radio stations that's... Like you said, I wouldn't wish it on anybody. It's real awful video, and nobody needs to have that happen to them just because of whatever their stance is.
Amen. Can you send that over to me via email, Jason? If I can, I'll get it up on the show.
Yep, I will do that. I'll try to get Jack to send that over to you right away.
Appreciate it, guy. Appreciate it. Yeah, folks, I've been paying attention to what's going on, and I'll tell you what. Let me just go ahead and show you. If you look up on top of my screen here, I have all of these tabs, and this is pretty low in number today concerning the show, okay? And then on top of it, I have people emailing me. On top of it, I have people texting me. On top of it, my phones are ringing in the background. I can only cover so much, friends. And again, I just want to take a step back concerning what's going on or what may be going on with Charlie right now, because over and over and over again, we're already hearing 15 different stories as to what took place there. But what happens is oftentimes when we take a breath, we take a step back, and we find out that it wasn't the way that it was sold to us. Let's see how this thing transpires before we jump the gun. And that's what I'm trying to avoid, is jumping the gun concerning what took place until we have all the facts. So I'm not withholding that for any other reason than I want to make sure that we have all the facts. Let's get back to this because, again, I want to highlight the fact that this little girl, Erna Zartuska, this is now Pam Bondi, man. She's just all over it like white on rice. Opposite of the way that she was with the Epstein file, or at least she was in her second step into this. At first, she said she had all the details on her desk. She needed to review it, and it was going to be released to us. And then all of a sudden, Mr. Trump got all nervous in the service concerning what took place with the Epstein files and tried to distance himself from them. Although we've had insiders, basically those that are high up in the FBI, we played the videos where they divulged to us, friends, that Donald Trump's names are all over the Epstein files. Well, we know that this is common sense. But again, it shows you the selective rage and the selective prosecution of what they want to prosecute. And you're going to get a lot more of this, Americans, until the American people hold our said, let me say it again, representatives accountable to the crimes that they're supposed to uphold. But again, it only applies to that which it applies to, according to them. I'm here to tell you that them and they are not our standard. The law of God is our standard. And when we fail to understand the law of God is the standard, it's called the Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2. Like I said, you're going to continuously make man your standard when man is not the standard, especially when that man or that woman think that they're above the law. But let's go ahead and listen to what Pam Bondi has to say concerning this criminal, and I'll show you some of the video after the heartbreak coming
will
up.
Will not let a progressive DA
listen to
keep
this.
This case.
You want to talk
justice
about a politician?
Will be served.
Justice will be served. We will not tolerate this. Listen to her.
14 prior arrests. He had been
I want you to see the hypocrisy here.
For assaulting someone, robbery with a firearm. He had had 3 assaults, 1 on a woman, not charged.
Boy, isn't that amazing, friends? Doesn't that enrage anybody that she's all about saying we're not going to tolerate these crimes now? But it doesn't apply to the said president of the United States, does it, America? And I'll tell you why. Because the people would have it so. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Patriot Approved presents nationally syndicated Bradley Dean, the host of the Sons of Liberty broadcast, Sunday, September 14th at 3 p.m. New Hope Baptist Church, 2011 Lincoln Road, Allegan, Michigan. Bring your youth, bring your friends to listen to Bradley Dean, the Sons of Liberty. This is a presentation of Patriot Approved.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Okay, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to go ahead and, if you can see this, this is little Laruska Erna, and this is a picture of her. This is a Fox News picture of her sitting on the bus, or the train, I'm sorry. And during this time, this is after she's been stabbed. I just want you to know that this man has 14 prior arrests. Okay, I could stop right there. I could stop right there. 14 prior arrests. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Folks, this all falls in line with the narrative that the communists in the halls of the Capitol buildings across the United States, it fits it perfectly. They want crime because they want you to scream out to government for more control. We need to get rid of knives. We need to get rid of guns. I mean, folks, really. And what do? Well, let's go back to September 11th for a moment. They tried to tell you and me that they already had the case closed before it started, of course, but they tried to tell you that it was a box cutter knife that brought down both those planes. Nonsense. What did they bring in? They brought in something called the TSA. And what does the TSA do? It violates your Fourth Amendment. This is where the government gets to accuse you as a probable domestic terrorist. You understand this is aimed at you. But I want to go back to this. This guy's out of jail because of the judges. This guy's out of jail because of the soft judges. Okay? This is what happens when you allow them to create a system of indulgence. They call this the correctional institutions, which in fact it does none of that. I want to tell you that after this little girl was stabbed in the neck in North Carolina, she, not only is she from a different country, she was from Ukraine, and her dad couldn't come over with her, but she decided to come over by herself. Okay, so she's all over here by herself, this little tiny little girl, somebody's little girl. And on that train, after she was stabbed, what I want you to get is not one person, I could scream when I'm saying this, not one person helped her. There is a whole time clock in the duration from start to finish of how this guy went up and down with a blood trail in the middle of that train, and nobody turned around to help this little girl. What they did do is they all got up and they walked away from her. This little girl stabbed in the neck by a repeat criminal that were the American people. 86% of you profess to be Christians, but you don't hold to the statutes of the Lord. This guy should have been done away with a long time ago and delivering him to his God. But if we don't want to do it his way, this is what we're going to get more of. Now you're endangered. And this is what I continuously kick up against. Okay, Bradley, you need to be more compassionate. Oh, do I? Towards who? Did you know that after this criminal, this repeat criminal, 14 times over, did you know that after the video was released, did you know that the mayor of North Carolina started to plead on the behalf of the perpetrator, saying that we have to understand their mental illness? I'm not kidding you. I want to tell you this. If that would have been my little girl, that guy wouldn't have got out of the train, number one. Number two, she is not my little girl, but she is my sister. And she is somebody's little girl. And you know what love does, friends? It looks out for each other. I know that's real foreign to a lot of people in this country today. But I can tell you this, friends. He would not have gotten away with it more than a foot after he did it. And I would have been the one to walk away from him. I would have been the one to walk up to him. I would have been the one to hazard myself on the behalf of this little girl that she might live. Just think, friends. What I just said is foreign to so many people in this country, isn't it? Yeah, but if it wasn't for your forefathers thinking the same way, we wouldn't be here today, would we? Nobody helped her. It reminds me of the phone call that I got a couple days ago. Why are you castigating us? Why are you coming at us? Did you hear what I just said? This is a prime example of my message. You know, I would have walked up and down that train after this criminal had been apprehended. And I would have said to them, can I ask you all something at the top of my lungs? What is wrong with you that you sat here and did nothing but let him repeatedly stab this little innocent girl in the neck and do nothing about it? Can you imagine what they would have said? Why are you castigating us? Bradley, we're waiting for direction. We're waiting for you to tell us what we're supposed to do. Well, if you're in the Word of God, you don't need me telling you anything, do you? No, because we're all being led of the Spirit of God. But if we don't, and we're a bunch of sheeple, and we allow the wolves to do the things that the wolves do, just keep being your bad self. Keep playing the victim, because you're taking on the same mindset as the ones that sit there and say and do nothing in the face of this crime. Why are you castigating us? Why are you coming at us like that? Because of stuff like this. And a prime example to confirm and reestablish and to cement my message is this: nobody helped the little girl. There is injustice at every given turn in this country. I mean, what is it that people don't understand? What is it that they don't see? If you're on social media platforms, again, this little tiny girl from Ukraine flees her war-torn country to come to America to have a future and a hope. We have this guy right behind her preying on her, pulls out his knife, and as he pulls out his knife, he decides to go ahead and stab her in the neck. There's one, two, three, four people that watch the whole thing develop and transpire. And they got up and they walked away from it. Do you know how many times I've seen that? Doing what I do across the boards, you know how many people that sit by the sidelines and they do absolutely nothing when the innocent need their help? 3,000 babies are murdered today. Why are you castigating us? People getting killed on subways and buses and trains. Why are you castigating us? Are you kidding me? If you look at some of these pictures, there's a red blood trail from this criminal. Everybody just looked at him, and when they seen the blood, they walked away from him. They walked away from him, friends. Here's the little beautiful girl that belongs to somebody. By the way, we confirmed this. Tim Brown called the city, the county, to confirm what in fact took place. And he also called the funeral home to confirm the fact that this wasn't a fraud, this wasn't a distraction. He confirmed it. But you know what? The mayors and all of those that you sit back and allow to tear away at our laws, Americans, they want to make sure that he's evaluated. They want to make sure that this repeat offender 14 times over, they want to make sure that he's okay. I want to make one more point, because when you look at Jeremiah 5:28, it also talks about this in the New Testament, the love of many waxeth cold because of the workers of lawlessness, right? They're antinomianists is what they are. But when you look at Jeremiah 5:28, they have grown fat. These are the people that sit by and do nothing. They have grown fat. They're sleek, right? It says, they overpass the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause of the fatherless, yet they prosper. In the right of the needy, they do not judge. Does that sound familiar? Yeah. That's the America that we have now become and that we have settled for. I also want to show you this. For those that may be playing the race card and you've been duly brainwashed by the lying CIA media that you don't believe in, I just want to make clear that you do need to understand it's not an issue of color, it's an issue of law here. I know how people want to divide through the mainstream media what Jesus warned us of in Mark 3:25. But if you swap the races of everyone in that picture, did you know that Charlotte would have been burning to the ground today? If it would have been a white on a black person, do you guys realize that? I'm talking to my black brothers and sisters too, because I see as much defensive information coming out and directing their attack on those judges and those mayors and these criminals that are released over and over again to have them held accountable by the blacks just as much as I see them being promulgated by the whites. So it's not an issue of color. Not at all. But today we have one little human being that has been lost to the hands of criminals again because of the corruption that's being promoted through the mainstream media and through the halls of government and a lack of justice when it comes to the Justice Department. Have you had enough, Americans? And what I want to say as well is notice the selective judgment that came from the People's White House. Here comes Pam Bondi when she's seen the opportunity. This shows you the politician in them, the snake in them, Ephesians 4:14. They had nothing to say about justice and judgment, but they were doing everything in their power to defend a known pedophile in the People's White House until they had the opportunity to play the law again and saying, we are not going to tolerate this. We're going to prosecute this guy to the fullest extent of the law. See, it applies to everybody else but them. That is a Pharisee to the max. That is a politician to the max. And what did Jesus do with them? He woed every single one of them. And rightfully so. That means he was damning them to the hell that they've sowed into. Love you by what we do. Hey, folks, you want to keep patty caking? This probably isn't the radio show you want to listen to. Like I said, if you want to keep patty caking, go find somewhere else to go. Love you by what we do. First down, 318.